This is your host, Tom Kelly, welcoming you again to the Proctor Podcast, an episode 10 of Where's My Fortune Cookie, co-authored by Phil Proctor and Brad Schreiber. Today, Phil gets turned on by the designer of the electric disco dress, talks about his fateful relationship with former child star Brendan DeWilde, acting alongside football great Rosie Grier, and performing in early Sam Shepard and Jules Feiffer plays. Now, episode 10 of Where's My Fortune Cookie?
DeWilde in the streets. I had no understudy in L.A., so they scrambled to find a replacement, and I was finally released to return to Broadway, this time to sing with the great George Hearn, later of Sweeney Todd fame, in A Time for Singing. The show was based on the book and film How Green Was My Valley, another Welsh play, but this one was really an upbeat toe-tapper about an entire family that gets killed in a mining disaster. Still, I was lucky to get the part. There were about 2,000 kids who auditioned for my role as the prepubescent boy whose voice would break once in a while. Tessie O'Shea, who was the Kate Smith of Wales, a real powerhouse of a singer, led the cast as the mother. Lawrence Naismith, a fine British actor who as a young soldier picks up the crown out of the brambles in Olivier's Richard III, played our father. It was beautifully done, and we had lines around the block to buy tickets. Theone Aldridge designed the costumes, and Ming Cho Lee put together a marvelous revolving set, which once ran over the aptly named chorus girl Patty Mound, but she survived. They brought in Gower Champion to doctor the show when we played Boston, where I remember watching a fire consume part of the city on the roof between acts. Not a good omen. By the time we got to New York, Alexander H. Cohn's production was a real gem. The only problem was that when we finally opened on Broadway, May 21st, 1966, there was a newspaper strike, so they couldn't advertise, and few saw any of the rave reviews in the papers. My mother and I had such confidence in the show, we even invested in it. It lasted for 10 previews and 41 performances. A Time for Singing should have been named A Time for Weeping. But I soon landed another role in a play called A Race of Hairy Men by Evan Hunter, starring a pivotal character in my life, Brandon DeWilde. I had turned down a chance to understudy him in another play as a child actor, and here I was understudying him at last. He was married to the sister of a classmate at Yale, and it turned out we had both dated the same girl, Nadia Lesher, and also had a curious connection to the wonderful Paul Newman. When I used to go over to Nadia's Greenwich Village brownstone, we'd look out on a courtyard where Newman and Joanne Woodward hung out. We liked to spy on them as they sat out there in the back garden, smoking cigarettes, drinking beer, chuckling over some funny remark we wished we could hear from up there. He wore those wife-beater white undershirts in those days. Ironically, when I won a Theatre World Award as a promising personality for my work in The Amorous Flea, who presented me my award but this handsome, diminutive guy with penetrating blue eyes, Paul Newman.